Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly, actually more than weekly these days, blasts of no hype advice, essential practices, strategies, mini messages, mini wins, anything I can possibly do to help you wake up, show up, and shine. I come to you today on almost the last day of this decade. We are headed into a new decade, my friends, and with new decade comes a new attitude. I don't know about you, but I've been thinking a lot about my life. I do that every morning, but also thinking about this next decade of my life and how I want to spend my life, my precious days on this earth. Literally precious days. We have no idea what's around the corner. And when we can live in that kind of attitude of impermanence and recognize that what we have here is so valuable, so priceless, so exceptionally important, then we live with this attitude of this fierce urgency of now. Martin Luther King said that, the fierce urgency of now. How can we live with that fierce urgency of now, that this moment is so critically important in our lives and the lives of others? So today I want to talk to you about intention setting. Not your normal intention setting, but how do you want to live this next decade? How do you want to be? Who do you want to be? How do you want to serve? How do you want people to feel around you? I mean, these are high-level intentions. It's not just a bunch of lip service about, losing 10 pounds and starting to meditate every day. You know, let's go high. Let's go up a few thousand feet and work at a much higher level and really move the ball forward in our lives this year, this decade. So for me, this word dropped into my consciousness about a week ago, and it is about being impeccable. I don't know why, it just kind of encapsulates everything that I want. I want to be impeccable. And so I've been sitting with this word, and I thought I'd just kind of throw it out there for you all. It may land with you, it may not, but there may be something that I say that does land with you, and you can grab that word or those words and move forward with that. So I looked up the definition of impeccable. Impeccable means, from the Latin root, without sin. And I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Without sin. And of course, that word sin is a pretty heavy word, especially if you were raised Catholic like I was, that sin is, surrounds everything that we talk about in Catholicism. So I struggled with that a little bit. But, you know, a sin, when I started to dig deeper, is anything that you do which goes against yourself. Okay. So what does that mean? Anything that you do or say that goes against your values. So if you are judging or blaming, or you're talking to yourself negatively, or you're compromising yourself, that can be considered a sin. Okay, so yes, but that still wasn't sitting with me. I was like, oh, okay, maybe this word impeccable isn't really the word for me, because I don't relate to the word sin. And I, going against myself, I don't know, it just wasn't landing. So I created my own definition. Don't you love that? We can do that. We can make up our own stuff. We get to do that. So for me, the word impeccable means to use my energy in the direction of my values. If something is moving in the direction of my values, then I consider that to be an impeccable way to live. There's plenty that we do that's in the wrong direction of our values. So let's break this down. First, we need to know what our values are. right? And just, you know, high level again. My values, maybe they land with you, and I'm only going to give you a few. I've got a lot of values, but my high level values, number one is to love and to allow myself to be loved, to be impeccable or to prioritize my vitality, my health, to speak the truth to myself and others, and to be of service in this life. So love, vitality, truth, and service. Those are just some of my values. We're talking about high-level intentions here. We want to raise the level at which we are humming. And so we've got to take it outside of just the petty self-help stuff. Okay? So again, moving forward here with this definition of impeccable, meaning to use your energy in the direction of your values. One of my favorite quotes, and it comes from just the sages, I think it's from Buddhist sages, as you do one thing, you do all things. So we can start small in being impeccable. Right? This isn't about perfection. This is about honoring your values. It's about honoring yourself. It's about recognizing the preciousness of your life and moving forward in a way that is in alignment with who you are and who you want to be and how you want to live and how you want to serve. So we're going to start small here. Because as we all know, those resolutions, they don't work, folks. By about mid-January, I think it's like 85 to 90% of resolutions that were set are already in the dirt. So let's start small and start to notice how we do things. Because how we do the small things, we're doing the big things. So when we start small, and we start to recognize and become aware, highly aware of how we are doing those small things, we can start to shift how we do the big things. And this is how we start to become impeccable and start to move in the direction of our values. All right, so we're going to just choose three things. This is a lot. This is a lot that I'm offering you today. You may want to listen to this a couple of times because this is high quality intention setting, high quality moving the ball forward, high quality lifting our gaze out of the kind of mud in the judgment, in the self-negative self-talk, to really start to walk in the world in a different way in this decade. So starting small, three ways that we can start to look at how we are doing things in this world. The first one is just to look at how you move in the world. How are you moving? How are you acting? What are you saying in the world, moment to moment? So I have a friend of mine, Dr. Mike Hillenbrand. He works on me. He's a chiropractor plus. He does so many modalities. And he has been saying to me for years, you may want to think about slowing down how you walk. So Mike, Dr. Mike, he runs his practice out of the same building where my yoga center, Verge Yoga, is in Wayne, Pennsylvania. So he sees me walking through the studio, through the hallways, and he sees me like flying through the hallways, right? How I walk through the door, how I move about. And he said to me for years, you may want to slow down because your gait and the speed at which you're moving is really affecting your nervous system. It's affecting how you hold your head. And I'm like, okay, yep, Mike, I hear you. Well, yesterday he said it to me again. And I said to him, okay, Mike, I hear you. I hear you. I'm going to slow down how I walk because I recognize that how I walk is how I move in other ways in my life. If I'm walking on speed, then I'm doing other things in a speedy way. So just by recognizing how fast I walk, I can start to shift how I do other things. How we do one thing, we do all things. So how are you walking? How are you speaking? How are you writing emails? How do you write texts? How you do one thing, you do all things. So this is about becoming hyper aware of the small things that we're doing. And in doing that, we can affect the big things. So being impeccable, again, using our energy in the direction of how we want to live and not against. So if I were to continue to move quickly, it would be in the wrong direction of how I want to live. I want to be impeccable in how I love and serve, care for myself, speak the truth. So one, just watch how you're moving through the world. This is about shifting from busy to best. I talk about that. The second one is, how are you connecting with others? How are you connecting with yourself? How are you connecting with the sacred? What is your connection like? So when we are busy, busy me, we are usually disconnected. We are just speeding through the world. Again, that word speed. Are you taking the time to pause to really connect, to really see someone or yourself, to really hear and listen to what someone's saying or not saying? So notice that. By noticing how we are connecting with our dog, with ourselves, and with others, we can start to shift and become more impeccable with how we are moving, living our lives. And then the third one is, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Starting to notice your repetitive thoughts. We think 80 to 90% of the same thoughts that we thought yesterday, last week, last month, last year. We, if we're not aware, will continue to think the same thoughts over and over again. It's why we get the same results over and over again. So becoming aware of your thoughts, like, oh my God, can I stop thinking this same thought? It can be as simple as the negative self-talk that's going on constantly. Can we elevate our thoughts? Can we interrupt those thoughts? So here are a couple of things that I'd like you to do if this speaks to you. Start to write these things down. When you notice how you're moving, how you're connecting, and what you're thinking, write them down because we forget. Keep a running list on your phone. Keep a running list on your smart device, your Alexa, your Echo, whatever. And or keep a list in your journal. Today I noticed myself moving quickly. Today I noticed myself not really listening when my coworker was speaking to me. Today I noticed myself not really pausing. I noticed that I wasn't connecting with my lunch. You know, it's really, I mean, I'm not kidding you. Today I noticed that I was really ugly with the way I spoke to myself all day long. Today I noticed that I was judging my partner all day. Today I noticed that I was cranky. Notice, 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 notice everything. It's the way that we start to shift and change. So as we do one thing, we do all things. And the way to be impeccable as a human being is to move forward with our values, to move in the direction of who we want to be, how we want to serve. This is big. This is a big shift. We're moving into 2020, into a new decade. And if you're listening to this and it's 6 months from now, doesn't matter. It's a new day one. We always get to change. So what are my intentions? Like, how am I using this? I'm going to be honest with you right now. I want to be impeccable. I want to up-level how I'm living. I'm ready to up-level in a massive way. So I am seeking higher level connection with the sacred. I want to connect deep inside and deeply in the universe with Source every day. And it can be through yoga, it can be through meditation, it could be through prayer, it could be through reminders, it could be through nature. And I want to seek higher level connections with humans. That's my intention for 2020. Higher level, deeper connection, shared humanity with human beings. I intend to prioritize my health in a whole new way. I've had a couple of health issues with ringing in my ears this year, and I intend to up-level my health. At 55, I cannot ignore it anymore. Not that I have, but I need to take it to a new level. Prioritizing my health with highest quality food, high quality sleep, high quality exercise. So not just going through the motions, not just listening to what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is saying, to be my own experiment. High quality time in nature, sunshine, fresh air, deep in the woods, deep on, you know, at the near the water, whatever it is, to feed my soul. I am also going to become, and have been, but even at a higher level, hyper aware of the stressors in my life and how things affect my nervous system. And that could be as menial, but not as the noise pollution that I surround myself with, the light pollution, the time with people, because as an introvert, extrovert, I need time alone. It helps my system settle. And if I'm not alone, I get anxious and erratic. My system feels very frantic. So becoming hyper aware of stressors and doing what I need to do to minimize those stressors in my life. And two more things. One is becoming very, very familiar with what it feels like to be authentic. Authentic in my work. Authentic in my teaching and speaking. What does it feel like to be fully authentic? And I feel like these shows have become more and more. I've become more and more genuine, not caring who's judging me, not caring how you're judging me, to be honest with you, but being just direct, authentic, and genuine with you. So authentic in all the content that I put out. And then finally, just not compromising my values, not compromising myself, not compromising how I want to love, how I want to serve, how I care for myself, and how I speak the truth. And in doing that, everything will be affected. My how I run my businesses will be affected, my yoga business, speaking business, and mental wellness business. Everything will be affected by me being impeccable. So how does that land for you? Did you grab a couple of things? How do you want to live in this next decade? How do you want to be? How do you want to serve? As you do one thing, you do all things. Start small. Start by noticing how you move, how you connect, and how you're thinking. It can be that simple. Listen to this over and over if it works for you, because I threw a lot in this show. This is what I'm working with here on December 28th, right? We are ending this decade, and I am moving into a whole lot of transition in my life. I can speak about over the next month or so, but big transitions in my life that I am ready for, but it is going to require me to be impeccable on all fronts, and I'm ready. I'm ready for action. Let's up-level, my friends. Let's up-level how we live. We get this one wild and precious life, as Mary Oliver says. Let's do it right. Let's do it right starting today. So there we go. I want to ask you a couple of things here. One, I am on a mission to get this podcast out to more people because I'm putting a higher level energy into these podcasts by offering you 2 to 3 episodes a week with many messages, mini win practices, and then a long form show such as this one. So I need your help by sharing and reviewing. The review is simple. It takes 1 minute or less on your phone. Just go into the podcast episode and you can review right there. Also share it. Just share it with a friend, somebody that you think could benefit. That's the way it's going to grow because I don't bring guests on. And by not bringing guests on, I don't get the help of them sharing. So I need you. Let's do this together. Second is to just check out my website, carabradley.net. I've got all the info you need there about my book, On the Verge. It would be super to have you as a reader as well with the book. And then third is, if you are interested in the direction that I am going in with my mental wellness business, reach out to me. This is a super exciting, absolutely progressive, no doubt, early stage business that can change your life as it's changing my life. I'd love to have you involved in any capacity as a customer or as a partner. So if you are interested in hearing more, let's jump on a call. I know that's a lot to ask, like, oh my God, you know, Kara and I can actually have a call here. And you can reach me at Kara@KaraBradley.net. Just say, hey, I'm interested in hearing more. That's all you need to do. And that's it, folks. Let's play together. I want to engage with you. This is not a one-man show. We are collaborating. This is about moving the needle forward together. So I bid you a happy new year. Cannot wait for this new year and what we can co-create together. Be well.